主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，为着你宝贵荣耀的福音，我们真的是低头敬拜你。
Oh Lord, our Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your precious gospel for us.
早上我们属你的蒙恩的罪人聚在你跟前，我们求主你赐下你的同在。
Our sinners saved by grace, we gather together and we may your presence, we pray for your presence.
你说在地上两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在他们中间。
So you promise, you said two or three are gather in your names and you will be with us.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you.
我们求主早上你向我们每一个人心说话。
May you talk to us in our hearts.
以致我们都能够听见你，能够看见你。
May us listen to you and then we can see you.
以致我们更懂得怎样传扬你这个宝贵的福音。
And let us understand how to preach your precious gospel.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
主若愿意，我盼望再用几次的主日的信息跟大家交通一卷圣经里头其中最短的一卷书。
So if the God wills, I would like to share shortest book in the Bible, which is in the Bible used couple of Sundays message.
就是犹大书，虽然这个书很短。但是它的内容有很多是值得我们来详细思考和学习的。
So the book is a book of Jude, and although it is very short, but it's the contents in this book we need to learn and think carefully.
现在请我们翻到圣经最末了的第二卷书犹大书，它只有一章。
So, this book, Book of Jude, is only one chapter. Let's turn to this book, second last in the Bible.
第一节。
So, for the verse one.
耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
So, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James,To those who are called, beloved in God, the Father, and cared for Jesus Christ.
这里告诉我们写书的人是犹大，他是怎样来介绍自己的呢？
So, verse 1 tells us, the author of this book is Jude, and how did he introduce himself?
他说，耶稣基督的仆人，雅各的弟兄犹大。
So he said, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James.
他是雅各的兄弟，这个雅各就是写雅各书的雅各。
So he said, he's the brother of James. And this James is the person wrote the book of James.
也就是主耶稣的兄弟雅各。
And it's the Jesus' brother.
在马太福音十三章那里，我们看到远在主耶稣受死复活之前呢，他本乡的人曾经指着他说。
So in a book of Matthew, and 13, verse 54 to 55, and there's some verse there.
他说有这人从那里来，有这等的智慧和异能呢？这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？
So there's a verse, the people in Jesus' hometown and then talking about Jesus. It said, Is this not the carpenter's sons? Is not this mother called Mary? Are not his brothers James or Joseph and Simon and Judas?
所以我们知道耶稣在地上有四个肉身的兄弟。
So we know our Lord Jesus has four brothers on earth.
包括雅各和犹大。
So that's two is James and Jude.
那个时候他们还没有信耶稣。
At that time they hasn't believed Jesus yet.
主耶稣从死里复活之后向雅各显现。
So, our Lord Jesus appeared to James after he raised from the dead.
他后来成了耶路撒冷教会的柱石其中的一个。
So he became the one of the pillars of Jerusalem's church.
犹大也信主了，做了主忠心的仆人，主使用他写犹大书。
And Jude, he became the servant of Jesus, our Lord Jesus, and he'll be the faithful servant.
当犹大他自我介绍的时候，他没有说我是耶稣的兄弟。
So when he introduced himself, he didn't say, I'm the brother of Jesus.
他乃是说我是主耶稣的仆人。
So he said, I'm the servant of Jesus.
他愿意做他的兄弟耶稣的仆人。
So he's willing to be the servant of his brother.
你愿意做你的弟兄的仆人吗？
Are you willing to be the servant of your brothers?
你敢做他的仆人吗？
Are you wanted to be his servant?
如果你说我是单身，我是独子，那没办法了。
If you say I'm only the one child in the family, yeah, it doesn't matter.
这里的仆人不单只是普通的仆人，乃是奴隶。
So this servant is doesn't mean the ordinary servant, but it means his slave.
是整个人都给了主人的，都要完全听他的话的。
So slave will give all of them to the master, and then you listen to the master.
当然你不敢做你弟兄的仆人呢。
So you don't want to be the servant of your brothers.
因为你很了解你的兄弟。
So you know well your brothers.
你也知道他的缺点和他的罪。
So you know his weakness and his sins.
因为你整天都跟他在一起，你知道他不配做你的主人。
So you stayed all day with him, and then you know he can't be your master.
你也了解自己，你也知道你不配做你弟兄的主人。
And you know yourself, and you know you can't be the master of your brothers.
这里我们就看见主耶稣真的是何等的无瑕无疵。
So from this we can see our Lord Jesus is so stainless.
主在地上33年多的生活行为，在外面或者家中，如果主耶稣只有一个错事，都被叫犹大立刻否认耶稣的神性。
So our Lord Jesus has 33 years on earth, and his behavior, his life, and then he acting. If any mistake or any fault he had, and the Judah will doesn't accept him as his servant.
只要有一个瑕疵，耶稣就不能够说他是神。
So even a very, very little mistake, and our Lord Jesus couldn't say he's the God.
就不能够接受我们向他的敬拜了。
So he can't receive our worship.
但是连他家中的兄弟也称他做全能的主。
So even his brothers later accept him as as his master.
感谢神，耶稣是完美的人，他是完全的神。
Thanks to our God, Jesus is perfect human man and perfect God.
犹大是甘心乐意的，安心喜乐的做耶稣的仆人。
So we can see Jude, he's willing to, and he's wanted to be the servant in Jesus, our Jesus.
以他做主人，因为主耶稣是配的。
So recognize him as the master because he is worthy.
这是何等的蒙福，我们能够属于他，是何等的安全。
So how blessed and how secure are we are in him.
能够被他使用，是何等的有价值。
So how precious we can use by him.
你是否愿意做耶稣的奴隶呢？称他做你爱的主人呢？
Are you willing to be the servant of our Lord Jesus, and then you want to be the beloved one?
第一节下面说，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
So it said, To those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ.
这本书用了许多旧约跟当时犹太人熟悉的一些文献来做例子，所以似乎呢，我们这些收书的人呢，对旧约和其他的著作呢都是很熟悉的。
So we can see this book, the Jude used a lot of examples from the Old Testament and some Jewish articles. And we can see the reader, the original reader of this book, they are know the Jewish background.
是很可能受书人是犹太人。
So they might be Jewish.
或者犹太背景。
Or they might have a Jewish background.
但是无论什么背景，最重要的，他们是一般被召在父神灵蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人。
So what matter the background, but we can see those people are called beloved in God the Father and cared for Jesus Christ.
你是一个被召在父神里头蒙爱为耶稣基督保守的人吗？
So are you the person calledA beloved in God Father and a care for Jesus Christ?
如果是，这本书是要给你的。
If you say yes, so this book is written to you.
你今天的生活是活在神的呼召底下吗？
Are you living under the call of our God?
还是你被旁边的人事物的潮流推动牵引？
Or you'll be attracted by the human, by the things around you.
你认定你是一个被神所宠爱、被神所真爱的人吗？还是你觉得自己很缺乏爱呢？
So you are a person beloved, or you are a person lack of life.
但是无论你我的所谓的情感水桶啊，有多空，主都能够把它填满的。
So God, our Lord can fill up our heart, no matter our heart is so empty and then so lack of love.
你是一个被耶稣基督所保守的人吗？
Are you the person kept by our Jesus Christ?
你知道耶稣一定保守你，进入将来的那个与他永恒的同在跟荣耀里吗？
Are you sure you won't be kept until the eternal presence and grace, great glory, with our Jesus.
你对自己永远的得救有没有把握确据？
Is there any evidence or assurance you have for your eternal life?
关于上面的问题，这本书也是神要慢慢的帮助我们。
So from this book, we can find these answers.
第二节，愿连续平安慈爱多多的加给你们。
So verse 2, it said, May mercy, peace and love be multiplied to you.
这是犹大的祷告，也是神心里头的心意。
So this is the Jude's prayer and is the God's will.
我们真是一般在父神里头蒙爱的人。
We are people so beloved.
看完收信的人，现在让我们来看犹大写这本犹大书的主要的目的是什么。
So let's talk about the purpose of this book.
这目的就是下面的第三节，我盼望从这的第三节来看这个同德的救恩。
So let's have a look at verse 3, and then let's talk about the verse 3.
不过在看之前，我想跟大家讲一个虚构的故事。
So before we talk about the verse 3, I'm going to share a story.
是 unreal story.有一个人被他基督徒的朋友带去礼拜堂聚会。
So one person brought by his Christian friend.
来了几次之后，有人关心他， 问他是否愿意信耶稣，他就说我愿意信。
So he had a couple of meetings, and then someone asked him, would you like to believe Jesus? And he said, yeah, I'm willing to.
听见之后他很开心了，就鼓励他受浸了，他就很快就受浸了。
So someone heard, and then it sounds very happy, and then they just wanted him to baptize, and he was baptized.
过了很多年，这个人在神的白色的大宝座面前受审。
So many years later, and then this person standing in front of the great white throne,
才发觉他的名字啊，在神的圣名册上是没有他的名字。
So he found there's no his name on the Bible book.
他就大喊。
So he shouted out, he cried out.
为什么没有人早一点告诉我呢？
Why does no one tell me earlier?
为什么没有人早一点告诉我呢？
Why does no one tell me earlier?
你可能觉得很奇怪，为什么这个人说信主，但是他的名字没有被记在神的生命册上？
So you might feel it is strange. Why these people is a Christian, but his name is not on the Bible book?
有什么可能呢？这个是我们今天下面要其中要看。
So what happened to him? So that's what we're talking about today.
我们现在来读第三节，一起读。
So let's read of verse 3.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们。论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
Beloved, although I was urged to write to you about our common salvation, I find it necessary to write appealing to you,to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
这一节告诉我们犹大写这本书的目的是什么？他本来想论到所同得的救恩。
So this book, Jude wanted to tell us the purpose of this book, and it's about our common salvation.
这个救恩是他们一同得的，一同能够分享的。
So this salvation they received, and then they can share together.
是很宝贵的，所以犹大想来分享。
So it's very precious, and then he wanted to talk, he wanted to share.
但是当他想谈论的时候，他就看见一个很大的需要，很迫切的需要，就是去劝他们为从前一次交付圣徒的正道竭力的争辩。
So when he found it is very urgent and it's necessary and to write appealing to them to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints.
真道希腊原文是信，这个字可以指作个人的信心或者整个的信仰。
So the word in faith is mean in the Greek is means faith. It means personal faith or the faith.
但这个字在希腊原文有个那个信仰，那个信，这 the faith.
The faith.
所以呢，我们从前后文知道，这里这个信，其实意思指着整个圣经里头66卷圣经的信仰。
So we can see the faith. It means it's.In the whole Bible, 66 books, it showed us the faith.
在这里中文就把它翻译成真道。
So it's in the Chinese translation means 真道。
如果这个真道被人掺杂了，扭曲了，混乱了。
So if this faith was mixed, was twisted, or was confused by someone,
到头来这个宝贵的救恩就被变质了。
Oh, this precious salvation will be changed.
这个变质的救恩就成为假的救恩，假的福音。
So the changed salvation will become the false or become the unreal gospel, the false gospel.
当人相信了这个假的福音，他说他信了福音， 却是成人了。
So when people believe these are false gospel, and he didn't be he doesn't be saved but lost.
他以为自己是基督徒，却其实是假信徒，只是个化名的基督徒。
He thinks himself is a Christian, but he is not a real Christian. He is titular Christians.
在就被受尽的基督名单上有他的名字，但是在神的圣名册里头没有他的名字。
He probably a member of one of the churches, but in the life of book, there's no his name there.
耶神说，神在白士大宝座的审判的时候，凡名字没有记在他的生命册上的，都要被扔在火炉里头。这是一件何等严肃的事情。
So it's quite serious things about this. If no one the person's name is not found in the book of life, will be thrown into the lake of fire.
一个没有得救却以为自己得救，以为自己死后上天堂的，却要下地狱。
So a person not be saved, but he think he was saved, and he not going to heaven instead of going down to the Hades.
就是那些恐怖分子啊，有那些Muslim, 那些回教徒极端的分子，他们进行恐怖自杀式的活动，他们以为啊死后去天堂的。
So some terrorists, the Muslim terrorists, they thinking if they have some like a terrorist activities, and they can go to the heaven.
但是却要进地狱。
But they don't definitely don't go to the heaven to have a good life, but they will go down to the Hades.
但是如果一个人没有得救的人，他知道自己没有得救，反而他会专一地寻求认识主耶稣，以致他真的能够清楚得救。
So for the one person, he realized he know a believer, so he think he need a salvation, so he think this might be like him to find the Jesus, find the salvation.
如果一个没有得救的人，他误以为自己得救，他以为自己无论怎样偏行几路，至终都能够上天堂。
So if one person he not be saved, but he think he was saved, he is thinking he can do anything, but he can't go to heaven, but go down to the Hades.
反正有主的宝血。
So there's a grace and there's a blood of our Lord Jesus.
所以他就可以任意的偏行几路了。
So he can do, he can sin whatever he can do.
他就安心继续做一个挂名的基督徒了。
So he can be a Christian and he feeling so safe and peaceful.
谁不知道他是面向死亡的，不知道几时就要面对神地狱的火炉的审判。
So he don't know he going to face the death and face the judgment of life of lake of fire.
所以一个挂名的基督徒可以比起做个非基督徒更危险。
So it's much, much dangerous for the titular Christians rather than the non-Christians.
所以传福音的人需要好好的认识什么是主耶稣的福音。
So when you preach in Gospels,You need to understand carefully what is gospel.
什么是叫人得救的信心，以致懂得是传一个真福音。
So you need to understand what's the faith to save people's, and then you understand that what is the true gospel.
不是传一个错误的福音，叫人只是去做个挂名的基督徒。
So you're not going to preach the gospel that people to be the titular Christians.
这些日子神带领我们在 Calvary 传福音。
So our Lord led us to preach in gospel in Calvary.
感谢神，从下个月开始，康属愿意给我们 Calvary 的 Village 对面的那个 Community Center 聚会两年的时间。
So we have 2 years, and that's place we can have 2 years approved by council.
当然我们要好好用了，否则我们犯规，他们就赶我们出去了。
So we need to make use of it, and then yeah, otherwise we'll get a complaint again.
但是我们可以在那里为主做，为主自己和他的救恩做见证。
So we can testify our laws, and then we can preach the gospel there.
这是个非常宝贵的机会，也是个非常重大的责任。
So it's very precious opportunities, and it's very, very heavy responsibility for us.
所以我们需要知道什么是合乎真道的福音。
So we need to understand the preachers in accordance with the truth, our faith, the faith.
帮助人真的相信，而不是传一个错误的福音，假冒的福音。
So help the gospel friends to understand the true gospel, not the false gospel.
保罗称这个假冒的福音，叫他说别的福音。
Paul called this gospel is different gospel.
他在加拉太书第一章第九节向加拉太教会这样说。
So in the Galatians chapter 1 verse 9.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
As we have said before, so now I say it again. If anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed.
他这么迫切严厉的，是他不想人被错误的福音所误导了。
So you can see he's so urgent, so strict to say this, and then because he doesn't want the people misled by the false gospel.
以为得着福音，但却要面对地狱永远的审判。
So when the people they think they are saved, they were saved, but they didn't, and they're going to face the judgment of the Hades.
你要知道保罗讲这些严厉的话是很不受欢迎的，可能被人误会，甚至得罪人。
So when Paul talking about this, that's it's not welcomed by people, and then it's quite offend people.
但是他知道他服侍的是谁，他要讨谁的喜欢，他要做谁的奴仆。
So he know what he going to please, and which who is his master.
所以他在第十节那里说，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So in verse 10 he said, for am I seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I was still trying to please man,I will not be a servant of Christ.
保罗当初所传的福音是什么的福音？
What kind of gospel Paul preached?
哥林多前书十五章一到四节，他这样说。
So in the Corinthians chapter 15,
我们一起来读。
So let's read together.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立的主，并且你们若不是突然相信，难以持守我传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。这里第三第四节讲到福音的内容，第一第二节讲到叫人得救的相信。
So that's verse 1 or 2 it says the faith that we believe, and the verse 3 or 4 is the content of this gospel.
这里告诉我们的福音的内容是我们都是罪人。
So the content of this gospel telling us we are all sinners.
主耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
Our Lord Jesus died for our sins.
为要赦免我们的罪，除去我们的罪。
So he forgave our sins and then take away our sins.
而且他的身体被埋葬。
So his body buried.
第三天他从死里复活，赐给凡相信他的人永远的生命。
And he was raised on the third day and give the life to who whatever believes in him.
这是要蒙恩得救的人需要去相信去接受的宝贵的福音。
So for the people who will be saved by grace, we need to accept this.
并且他也需要一生一世去更深的认识去经历的。
But for our whole life, we need to experience, we need to more understand about this.
并且主耶稣死而复活的不只是个伟大感人的故事。
So this is not only the great or moved story talking about Jesus.
乃是在2000年前人类历史里头真实发生过的。
So in human history, it really happened in 2000 years ago.
所以下面第五到第八节保罗这样说。
So in verse 5 to 8, Paul saying,
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来又使显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了。以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同昧道长疾而生的人一般，世人的肉眼看见主耶稣复活的身体，主耶稣显现过的，在历史上发生过的。
So it rarely happened, Jesus appeared, he raised from the dead and appeared to the people and apostles.
第一、第二节说到，这个叫人得救的相信，就是能够持守所相信的福音。
So, it says, the gospel you received, which you stand, and by you are being saved.
这个能够持守啊，不是说信徒自己靠自己能够去持守。
So it doesn't mean we can stand by ourselves.
乃是说一个人因信了，真实的信了，真实的重生得救了，神自己会有强而有力的保守。
So it means no stand by ourselves, but our God strong and powerful, strength will hold us and then let us stand.
你有一次真实的相信，你重生得救。
If you once you believe him and you saved.
你属于他了。
You belongs to him.
神就有一个强而有力的保守，保守你，以致你能够持守所信的福音。
So our God will have strong, powerful strength to keep you, and then keep you to believe Him.
不是说你一直能够刚强不跌倒。
It doesn't mean we're strong and we not fail anymore.
乃是说神会负他的责任，把你带到。完完全全的到他跟前，永远与他同在。
So it means our Lord will keep us until we come to Him.
因为你是在创世之前已经被他拣选了。
So before creation of this world, you will be selected.
所以基督徒真实信主的人是很蒙福的。
So it's how blessed if you are real Christians.
光明的基督徒就很危险。
So it's dangerous for the titular Christians.
这里也说到一种不能持守的相信。
So it's talking about one faith couldn't stand.
保罗叫他说突然的相信。
Paul here said is believe in vain.
什么是突然相信呢？
What kind of thing is believe in vain?
就是没有按照圣经所说的相信，只是做一个光明的基督徒。
So they believe according to the what the Bible said, they just is a no real Christian.
突然的相信，就是刚才举过一个例子，就是一个人他以为自己相信了，受尽了。已经得着去天堂的保险了。
So, we already had an example before, and we're talking about the tutorial, Christians. And they thought they have been Christian already, and they had a ticket to heaven.
从此对主和他的事就可以不闻不问了。
So, they feel, they don't need to take responsibility to, the other,things, faith service.
就好像人在一个市场里头，有人去买健康、买财富、买幸福的家庭，他看见这个救恩不用代价的、免费的，就拿来了。
So when it's like one people they go shopping and they find they looking for health, they looking for wealth, they looking for a happy family, they looking for something else. They find this salvation is free and then they think they can pick up because it's free.
对罪没有什么很多的感觉的。
They don't have any feelings about sins.
对圣洁没有什么科目的。
So they don't have any trouble with holiness.
你知道刚才这个突然的相信，就是雅各书里头第二章讲到死的信。
So, Paul said, believe in vain is similar to the book of James. He's talking about the dead faith.
一个人他如果不相信刚才我们所讲的那个福音的内容，固然他不能够得救的。
So if someone they don't believe the gospel, of course they can't be saved.
但是如果一个人他只是头脑里头的知识，头脑上他认同同意福音的内容，他没有在灵里头遇见主，他也没有得到这个救恩。
But for the other situation is someone they acknowledge the gospel.And in their mind, but they say they are be saved. It doesn't mean they be saved.
因为刚才所说的福音的内容啊，撒旦知道，也相信这是真的。
You need to understand Satan. He knows and he believes this gospel. This about the gospel, the truth about gospel.
他知道神要救世人的。
So he knows God going to save humans.
但是这个知道跟他无关，他是继续的抵挡耶稣，继续的与神为仇，继续的犯罪。
So even though the Satan acknowledged this truth, but he's still being against Jesus, being against the work of our God.
这个就是雅各书第二章十九节那里说。
So in the book of James, chapter 2, 19.
我们一起来读。
Let's read
你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却系上进。另外有一些人，
some people.
他听到主耶稣有宝血能够赦免他的罪。
So he heard that Jesus' blood can cleanse them sins.
好像刚才说，在这个生命市场买不同的东西，买了得着保险了，他就可以继续的去追求世界上其他的东西。
Like we mentioned, when one goes shopping and then they pick up the things what they need, they had this salvation and they think they don't need to do anything.
犯罪也没关系了，因为有主的宝血。
So they can sin, because we have Jesus' blood.
所以当一个人这样接受这一个的所谓的救恩，根本就不是真正的信耶稣。
So it's not the true faith, if people doing like this.
这是因为旁边的基督徒没有好好的把福音讲得清楚。
The reason like this is because the Christians around him didn't tell the gospel clearly.
这是传福音的基督徒的责任。
So this is responsibility for the Christians preaching gospel.
我们传福音没有好好的把人带到主的跟前。
We don't bring people in front of our Lord when we're preaching gospel.
因为一个人在外面受浸了，但是受浸并没有本身并没有真的带给这个人真实的好处，反而他被误导了。
If one person the true faith, but he baptized, he said he believed, this doesn't bring the true benefits to this person.
所以他生命并没有改变。
So this person, his life doesn't change.
雅各在二章二十节那里又说
，In verse chapter 2 verse 20 in the book of James it says，
虚浮的人呐、啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗
？Do you want to be shamed, you foolish person? That faith apart from the works is useless.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from the works is dead.
圣经不是说，人不单只需要信耶稣，还要加上行为才能够赢得主的救恩。圣经不是这样说。
So it's no Bible's teaching that we need to believe we have faith and we need to have work, then we can be saved.
人的得救完全不是出于人的好行为，完全是白白的接受主完全的恩典。
So we are saved is not because of our works, goods, it's completed because the Lord, Jesus Christ, they save us, his work.
不过人是需要用真实的信心去把这个得救的恩典接过来。
But we need the truth, faith to receive this grace.
圣经怎样说呢
？Bible telling us，
当一个人真的相信主，他就能够真实的立刻重生得救的。
When one person truly believed。And he can be saved immediately.
那个在跟主耶稣十字架旁边的强盗，他说求主来纪念他。他主就说：“我今天跟你在乐园里头。”他没有做什么。
So the robber on the cross next to Jesus, and then he just said, "Lord, memorize me." And then Jesus said, "You will be with me in the garden."
但是当一个人重生得救的时候，既然他得着一个新的生命了，他自然就有生命的改变的。
When one person be saved and born again, and he will have a new life.
有些人改变比较明显，有一些人改变没有这么明显，但是他在他的心思和外面的行为总会有一所改变。
So this new life will change. But some people the change is not that obvious. But some people is like very obvious. But he can be changed.
譬如说一个真信耶稣的人他对罪恶的态度跟以前就不同了。
For example, for the attitudes of sins will be different.
以前对罪没有太大的感觉的。犯了罪也为此没有什么的觉得是 OK 的。但是现在犯罪呢会感到很难过的。以前在罪中之乐没所谓，现在呢会厌恶罪的。
So before born again, the person will feel so happy, enjoy in the sin of life. But after born again, he will feel disgusted, he will feel sad when he has sinned.
现在犯罪难受不是单单因为犯罪会带来神的管教，乃是因为犯罪带来给身边所爱的人和自己有亏损。那是因为看见主耶稣的圣洁对罪产生的厌恶。
So it's not only he see the discipline from God if he sinned, but he will see, when he sinned, he hurt someone around him, and then he also see the holiness of our Lord Christ.
这个不是说一个真实悔改的人，他从此就完全不跌倒犯罪。
So it doesn't mean a true Christian.He can't fail, make any mistakes.
不会对罪再没有什么挣扎的，完全圣洁的，不是。
It doesn't mean he can be the complete holiness, and he will know any sin. He doesn't sin anymore.
乃是他对罪和圣洁有个根本上心态的改变。
So he has transformed.Mind in about the sins and about the holiness.
以前他是跟罪同流合污，去追求世界的成功，现在是开始想要背向罪恶，去追求主的圣洁和主自己。
So before he just wanted to live in sins and then enjoy the sin of life, but after he just wanted to keep away from sins.And have live a holy life.
所以圣经所说的新福音，不是单单头脑接受或者认同福音的内容，乃是接受主耶稣进到他心里头，是用心灵去信任这位主耶稣。
So the true gospel, true faith, it means we believe in our Jesus Christ in our hearts, and it doesn't mean.We acknowledge only, or we just admitted this, admire this, this gospel.
但是把自己都信托给主耶稣。
And we just submit our heart to our God.
这个人有了主耶稣，他就有生命，重生得救了。
So when the person with true faith, and then he can be saved, and he has a new life.
这就是叫人得救的信心。
That the faith can make people saved.
正如约翰一书第五章十到十三节这样说。
So in the first John chapter five,
我们一起来读。
10 to 13, we read together.
信神儿子的，就是就有这见证在他心里；不信神的，就是将神当作说谎的。因不信神为他儿子做的见证，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。我们特别注意十二节、十三节，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。在罗马书第十章九到十节，他讲说。
in the book of Romans, chapter 10, 9 to, verse 9 to 10.
你若口里认耶稣为主，你信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
It says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and then is justified, and with the mouth one confesses is saved.
这里第九节说，口里认耶稣为主，就是指着心口一致的认耶稣为主。
So in the verse 9 it tells us confess with your mouth. It means confess with your mouth and your heart.
所以第九节是讲到两方面。
So that's two things in verse 9.
第一是承认接受耶稣做自己个人生命的主人，第二是相信他的死而他的复活，他们就得救了。
So, one thing is you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. The second thing is you need to believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
第十节再重复一遍。第一，相信耶稣的死和他的复活，接受他做我们个人的救主。第二，承认耶稣为主，我们就可以得救了。
So in verse 10, it repeats again the same thing.
并且这个承认不是单单客观上说主耶稣是每个人的主，是宇宙的主，乃是讲到你承认他接受做你个人生命的主。
So this confession is that means you just say he is the Lord of everyone, he is the Lord of the universal, and you just accept him as your personal savior.In your heart.
当我们说我们接受主耶稣个人作为我们个人的主，不是说我们今天有很多的信心，很大的力量，完全能够听主耶稣的话，或者今天有完全的勇气去为主付很大的代价，不是这个意思。
So that means we accept him as our personal savior. That means we have the strength to understand this, but we just know he's our savior.
乃是说今天我的心可能很小，我对属灵的事很多不明白，但是当我看到主的伟大和圣洁的时候，因为他爱我为我舍己，我就看见他的慈爱跟宝贵。
So even though I got a very tiny faith and a very tiny understanding, but I know he's loving me, his holiness, so I believe in him.
我就愿意把自己信托给他，以他做我生命的主，我愿意学习去跟从他。
I want to submit myself to him and I wanted to follow him.
而不是那个人在生命市场里头买不同的商品也买了这个救恩，再自己走自己的路了，不是这样。
It doesn't mean you go shopping, you pick up the things, including salvation, and then you go your own way after.
这个救恩是这么的重要，犹大就要劝他们要为真道接力的争辩。
This salvation is so important, so the Jews keep reminding them they need to contend for the faith.
持守好福正道的救恩，所以他写这本犹大书。
That's why he write this book of Jude, and then he just keep reminding them.
明年神给我们开了有新的地方传他的福音。
We have a new meeting place next year.
我们要传一个合乎真道的福音，帮助人真真实实的相信耶稣。
So we need to preach a gospel. We bring the true faith and let people truly believe.
当我们听见 一个人表示愿意信主耶稣一个福音朋友的时候
We have a gospel friend and they said I wanted to believe
我们就不当成很开心这样就算了乃是真真实实的帮助他们好像罗马书第十章第九节所说心口意志的口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活好叫他们真实的重生得救
So we're not only feeling happy if someone said I want to believe and we need to make this person and make him truly believe and understand this gospel
以及他的名字真的能够写在神的生命册上
And then just assure this, this person's name on the book of life
当然只有神自己才知道谁的名字写在生命册上
Of course, only God can know whose name on the book of life
但是神的心意是要传福音的人借力的为真道借力的争辩帮助人相信这个真的福音
But our God's will is that us to childbirth to contend the faith and then help others out to believe truly believe
也是神的心意要每个真实重生得救的人他自己有个缺据他是属于神的永远属于神的
Yeah, for the way of God He wants us to follow the people that be saved They have assurance in their heart And then they know they have evidence they are be saved
如果今天我们想啊我是不是只是个挂名的基督徒呢还是真基督徒如果你有这个疑问
If you worry about You have doubt about Am I a real Christian Or am I a real Christian?
我就鼓励你，把你手里头现在你所追求的很渴慕得着的世界上的东西，不要成为你最重要的追求。你乃是在神面前好好的专心的寻求问神：神啊，我有没有真实的得救呢？如果没有，你帮助我。以这为一个确据真的我的名字写在生命册上而不是继续追求你世上的成功
If you're not sure you're Christian or not so I would encourage you to have think about it and then just make yourself rethink about the gospel and then understand that are you a real Christian
好好的去追求认识主因为主说凡专一寻求的就必寻见他会让你知道的
So from God's promise he said if you seek you will truly seek
你知道这个比起你得着世上的成功远远更重要
So you knowing this is much, much more important than you getting any successful things in the world.
最后，犹大劝我们要为真道业借力的争辩。
So in the end, the Jude just reminding us to contend for the faith.
我们不要单用口去为真道竭力的争辩，全羊。豪福成真道的救恩
So contend the faith it doesn't mean we just contend with our mouth
我们也要用我们的生活去为这个真道竭力的争辩
So we need our life to give our gospel support and then give it the other way use our life to contend the faith
当我们帮助福音朋友悔改背向罪恶归向神信耶稣的时候我们自己是否也是继续背向罪恶去追求主的 圣洁呢
We have the gospel friends they come and they believe Are we the person ourselves we as well we keep away from sins, and then we come towards the holiness.
让福音朋友看见，我们也是正在继续被这个合乎正道的救恩所改变的。
So let gospel friends they see our life, our life will be changed, and we are also living a life apart from the sin.
学习以主耶稣为我们的主，学习靠着他的宝血和他的爱去追求服侍他。
So we learn to serve our Lord Jesus, and then we learn to serve him by his grace.
我们得救完全靠主的恩典。
Our saved is all because of our God's grace.
不是靠自己。
It's not by us.
我们往前走，过基督的生活，也是靠主的恩典，不是靠自己。
So we're living, we walk towards, we have a Christian life. It's not by us, but it's also by Lord's grace.
全是恩典。
It's all from grace.
当我们在 Calvary 这个地方能够学习这样的为主和他的真道做美好的见证的时候，
When we learn here in Calvary, we testified our Lord and his gospel.
我们能够帮人真实的带到主跟前，我们自己也能够更多的成长讨主的喜欢。
So we not only help the gospel friends, they come and understand gospel, but for ourselves, we can grow up as well.
我们等一下有分组。
We have a group fellowship later.
如果弟兄姊妹有什么的问题，可以在小组里头交通。
If brothers and sisters you got any questions, we can share in the fellowship group.
或者你有心中有什么问题，你也可以跟一些对主认识比较深的弟兄姊妹有交通。
So if you have any questions, and then you can ask.
我们求圣灵把他的话解析在我们心里头。
So may the Holy Spirit explain His words in our hearts.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你宝贵的救恩。
Oh Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you our precious salvation.
我们求主借着圣灵，把你的福音，不断清楚的叫我们能够经历。和跟从。
May you, Holy Spirit can lead us to, follow and experience your gospel.
我们也求主帮助，如果有不清楚的，圣灵你自己帮助每一个人能够专一的寻求你，你真能够清楚。
So may your Holy Spirit can help us.If someone has questions, and let us follow you with one heart.
以致我们每一个人都能够知道，主耶稣在我心里头，我有永远的生命。
So let us know our Lord in our hearts, and we have eternal life.
我们把感谢、赞美、荣耀都归给你。
We give you our praise, our worship, our glory to you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.